tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello and Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Elf Roz, reporting from the North Pole Tracking Center in Dum Dum, India. While Santa enters his sixth hour since launching from the North Pole, and the folks in the Southern Hemisphere are enjoying visits from him at this hour, millions of others throughout the Far East and in parts of Asia are celebrating Christmas Eve, and many more are receiving their bedtime warnings in advance of Santa's arrival in that part of the world. Joining me from the Flight Operations Center at the North Pole is Elf Buck Sanchez. Buck, do you track Santa on schedule so far?
Hi, Roz. We actually tracked Santa a little ahead of schedule so far. It appears to be going very well here in the early part of Santa's trip.
What changes do you expect for Santa as he heads into Asia?
Well, there is a big difference in climate, and we usually see the shift into Asia as a bit of a relief, especially for the reindeer. But they had a nice long rest while Santa was in orbit, and I suspect that may be one reason why they're moving so quickly right now.
Will there be a need to change the reindeer in Asia like Santa usually does?
We haven't heard from Santa if that is what he wants to do this year, but from what I can see on the reindeer monitors, they are going strong and not really in need of a rest yet. We'll watch it closely.
Thanks very much, Buck, for your insight on Santa's flight so far. From India, I'm Elf Roz reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.